This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's the thing about that unemployment claims number we got this morning. Once again, 6.6 million new applications. Those are only the people who were able to get through to their state benefits offices, offices that are obviously overwhelmed. So it's all but certain the actual number of people who've lost their jobs is a good deal higher. But look, how do you even get your head around this kind of unemployment? We've never seen this before in the modern era. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Just before the pandemic hit, we'd get 200, maybe 215,000 new unemployment claims every week. Since mid-March, it's been 20 to 30 times higher than that. Nearly 1 out of 10 people who had a job to go to before the pandemic don't have one now. But it's actually significantly worse than that, says economist Robert Frick at Navy Federal Credit Union.
There are people who are contract workers. There are people who actually cannot file for unemployment because states are so backed up.
Still more people likely won't qualify for unemployment benefits. Parents who have to stay home with school-age kids. People quarantined because they're at high risk for COVID-19. New graduates who can't even look for work. Add it all up.
I think we're around 14% unemployment rate right now, plus or minus 2%.
How high could it go by midsummer?
20%. Seems like a reasonable low end, but the caveat here is it's not 20% for years. We're not talking the Great Depression here. 20% for 2 or 3 months, then things will start coming down.
A better measure of the overall economic damage might be loss of household income. After all, that's what all the layoffs and people on reduced hours and shuttered businesses means at the end of the day or month. Kent Smetters is director of the Penn Wharton budget model.
Basically, a third of income will fall in the second quarter.
One thing that might mitigate all this income and job loss is the hundreds of billions of dollars Congress has earmarked for loans to small businesses so they can keep their employees on the payroll. Randy Delwo owns a company that makes scientific instruments in Bend, Oregon. Business is down 75%, but so far he's managed to keep paying his 10 employees.
So we're expecting that we're not going to lose anybody. We're going to be able to get through this okay, in part due to that SBA program.
He's applied for a forgivable loan to cover labor and operating expenses for a few months. He says orders are actually starting to pick up again from South Korea and China, where the pandemic appears to be waning. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.